This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
So I'm driving to Florida in April, and I'm wondering if I could leave today. Is that possible? Can I leave today?
I mean, if you want to extend your trip, sure. I mean, that sounds nice. Heading down to Florida right now, the drive, not so much.
Just to get a head start, you know, I can break it up a little
bit. Yeah, take your time, see the sights.
Visit some places I've never seen before.
Maybe with some warmer temperatures and, I don't know, clear roads.
I'm just tired of talking about winter, and that's all we talk about is winter. But we got to talk about it. It's Q104. Good morning. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa and I had two very different assessments of the road conditions this morning.
We did.
I thought that the roads looked worse than they actually were because we had the snow come in overnight, which coated the roads about an inch of snow on the ground. Mm-hmm. And then driving in from 90 this morning, I had to play the game of, guess what lane I'm in?
Yes. Yeah, I was just going purely on vibes.
But I didn't find them to be, you know, slippery in any spots, and I got into downtown okay, and I was fine. Alyssa had a different report on her way in.
I didn't encounter any roads that were particularly good, because I take 480, and then I hop on 90. To get here, and everybody, I mean, it's slow. Try to plan to be late or allow yourself extra time because you're not making it to your destination in probably the amount of time that you usually would. But yeah, I almost spun out getting off the highway,
the
90.
In your new tires?
Yes, in my new tires. And I was going slow, and I was just kind of like, oh, well, there was nobody around me. So I was just like, well, it happens, it happens.
Now that exit is a curvy exit.
Yeah.
It goes in a loop.
Yeah, it's a big loop. So I felt myself drifting and I was just like, well, this should be interesting.
And you were taking that exit at the proper speed?
I was. I was going like probably 45.
I think that's too fast.
You think that's too fast?
In this weather conditions, I do.
I might have been going a little slower. I don't think I went over 55 the whole way here.
No, like, me neither.
We were crawling and it was starting to build up a little bit. There was a lot of cars. So that's why I'm saying definitely. You're either going to be late or hopefully you're allowing yourself a little extra time.
Yeah, that's the main message that we want to let you know about is we do have different perceptions of the roads this morning, but our main message is just go slow.
Yeah.
Give yourself some extra time this morning.
There's some spots that like it's one of those snows that it's like it doesn't look too bad. But then when you actually start driving on them, you're like drifting all over the place.
And it doesn't look like any schools are closing this morning, so it looks like everybody's going to be out there today.
They already got their snow day earlier this week.
We're all going to go through it this morning. Good vibes on the way at 6:55. Hash it out later on this morning, 7:25. I'm really looking forward to this one. It's a couple of neighbors.
Those are always fun.
And they crack me up already, so they're going to hash it out this morning. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. We're actually going to play twice this morning at 7:55 and 8:55, and we have gift cards to the Woodhouse Spa. All this morning on the Q Morning Show. Miles Smith, Stargazing, the Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. I was up early this morning. I just woke up again, super early.
Okay.
Don't know what to do. You want to know what I did?
What'd you do?
I looked at my streaming apps. I don't know if you're somebody who obsesses over this sort of thing like I do, but all I want to do is watch my sports. That's it. My Cleveland sports.
That's not very easy in the world of streaming, as I've learned from Bill, because every sport is on like a different network. Some sports are like, some of Cavs games are on one network, some are on another. Like,
I'm constantly examining what I'm using and what I'm paying for.
Mm-hmm.
Because yesterday, Amazon announced that they are adding FanDuel to Amazon Prime.
So, now, what is FanDuel?
FanDuel.
Is that like another network?
That's how you watch Cavs games.
Okay.
FanDuel. So right now I have Fubo, which has FanDuel on their package.
Yeah.
But Fubo is like $100 a month.
Yeah, and it's expensive. We used it to watch WWE for a while.
And that's really all I'm using it for right now, just to watch Cavs games.
Uh-huh.
And that's pretty expensive. However, we just canceled Amazon.
Yeah, like literally, you guys, it just went into effect this month.
Yeah. As a family, we canceled our Amazon Prime account, so we no longer have Prime Video. Now, I could cancel Fubo,
uh-huh,
resubscribe to Amazon Prime Video, which is $8.99 a month, and then the FanDuel add-on package to watch Cavs games would, mm-hmm, be like $20 a month. So, okay, but what I'm afraid of is, okay, now what am I missing when I lose Fubo? Because I'm going to miss all the local channels.
Oh my gosh, what a mess.
Channel 3, Channel 5, Channel 8, which from time to time will have sports on it. You know,
they'll
especially
have the games on.
Especially during the NFL season.
Right.
So it's not a priority right now.
But later on.
It will be a priority later. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking.
You're kind of stuck.
What do I do?
I don't know.
Get an antenna?
Literally. I think that's probably your next best bet.
A lot of people do that. They get the digital antennas.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's something like, I think it's like $20 to buy one.
Oh, yeah. It's not expensive to just go get an antenna.
But we're going back to the 1970s now, where I need antenna. I need an antenna to watch TV.
Hey, choose your battles. Do you want to be sitting there at whatever time you woke up this morning looking through your streaming apps, trying to figure out what you can get rid of and trying to make circles fit into squares, or do you just want to get an antenna?
And right now, we don't even know where the Guardians are going to be. We do know that they're going to stream on the MLB app, and you can buy a package to watch the Guardians on the MLB app this season. But I don't know if any cable company is going to pick them up.
Have you considered it might just be cheaper to go to all the games?
It might be. Yeah, it's maddening. It is maddening.
All this man wants to do is watch some sports.
To try to put this all together. And this is what I'm doing an hour before I leave for work this morning. I'm just looking at spreadsheets, trying to figure out, am I actually going to save money by canceling this and subscribing to that?
See, these are the things that they should have taught us in college.
What?
Real life problems.
None of this was invented when I was in college. Still using just regular cable. And we were happy. We were so happy. Good vibes at 6:55 this morning. If you got a good vibe to share, you know how to reach us. 216-474-0104.
Big or small, we want it all. It's Good Vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Leah in Wadsworth, good morning.
Good morning.
We hear you have a good vibe to share with us.
I do, yes. So my 62 years young dad just finished his cross-country bicycling trip with his one friend. They started on December 28th and finished 2 days ago on February 18th. He went ocean to ocean. So they started in St. Augustine, Florida, and pedaled all the way to San Diego, California. And he flies home today, and we're all just so proud of him. And I wanted to share that good vibe.
Oh, wow. That is a good
wow.
vibe.
Wow.
Yeah.
I am just like amazed just thinking yeah. about that distance on pedals.
He's never even been a big biker. He just kind of set his mind on it. And he did train for it, obviously, for probably about 2 years. And then, yeah, they just did it.
So you haven't seen your dad since December.
No, I have not seen him.
Wow, I'm sure he's going to have some good stories for you.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they'll be a little exaggerated, but he deserves it.
Did you text or FaceTime while he was biking across the country?
Yes. So they actually sent a link every day to groups of people where we could follow them when they biked.
Oh, so you could, like, follow where they were at, like, on the trail?
Yeah, it's kind of like Life 360, but it's for biking.
Oh, cool.
Was this always on his bucket list, your dad's bucket list, to do something like this, to bike across the country?
Yes. So the friends he went with, they were college roommates, and they actually pedaled to North Carolina once. Uh-huh. And they just said, wouldn't it be cool one day to do the country? And they did the North Carolina at 18, and then they did this one at 62. So,
oh my gosh. So they did that first one way back in the day. Like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. How cool.
Yeah. So we're just really proud of them for doing that.
This is so inspiring. Yeah. Last summer, I was talking about how I want to bike the towpath here in Ohio.
Oh, that's right.
Uh-huh.
Can your dad come with me? Can you get your dad?
He would actually love that. He's a big talker, so I will let him know.
I don't bike either. I don't even own a bike, but I still want to bike the towpath. And I'm thinking your dad could motivate me to do it.
Yeah. Well, that's how my dad was. He was never a biker. He wanted to do it for the journey, I guess, and the adventure.
Leah, thank you so much for sharing this good vibe with us. I love it.
Yeah. And neither of them have social media, so I just wanted to spread their news that they did it.
Oh, yeah. Get the word out.
Yeah. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. It's 216-474-0104. Good vibes every morning on the Q Morning Show. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, thank you for being with us this morning. So these are the least popular names, least popular baby names in 2025.
Okay.
According to Baby Center, they've done the research. They're looking ahead. They're looking at this year. This is an important year because a new generation.
Yeah, we just started Gen Beta.
So according to Baby Center, the baby experts, mm-hmm. millennial names like Chelsea, Kendra, Alexis, and Taylor are out. They're out.
Okay. All right. Goodbye.
So are names inspired by members of the royal family, according to this. So that means Catherine, Anne, Philip, Albert, and Edward. They're out.
I mean, I get it, but those do feel somewhat timeless, but I get it.
Other names are just falling in popularity, like Jaden, Daniel, William.
Oh, there it is.
Well, Bill has fallen out of popularity probably back in 1984. I don't know anyone by the name of Bill post-1985.
You know what? You're not wrong, but I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I've never understood why. Why do you go by Bill if your name is Will?
Because that's what my parents named
me. Your name is William, why do you go by Bill?
That was my dad's name.
Make it make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
You don't call your son Bill.
No.
No. His name is Will.
Purposely.
Yeah, I would hope so, because that would get very confusing in your house.
We said, no way are we going to call him Bill. He is Will. let's see here. So I do have the top five least popular names for girls and boys. I'll just get through them quickly here.
All right.
For boys, Jamal, Esteban, Cannon. I don't know anybody by these names.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that has these names in general.
Emery and Taylor. So Taylor for a boy.
Yeah, okay.
And maybe that's because of the popularity of Taylor Swift, because You have Taylor Swift, you have
girl Taylor,
female Taylor right. Swift, and then so now
it's even though it's like a gender neutral name, it's seeming like more of a girl name.
The least popular girl names in 2025, according to Baby Center: Jamie, Katie, Remy.
I actually do know one Remy.
You know a Remy?
Believe it or not, I do know a Remy.
I have never met a Remy. Liv, And number five on this list, Alyssa.
I made the list.
No, I'm just kidding you. It's not Alyssa.
Oh.
It's Analia.
Analia?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know any Analias.
Who's naming their kid Analia?
Nobody anymore.
It's no one anymore, apparently.
One of the least popular names in 2025. So
you want to know what surprises me that's not on that list?
Hmm.
Bella. I feel like Bella had a huge surge in the 2010s when Twilight came out. A lot of kids, a lot of little girls named Bella, a lot of dogs named Bella.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised that it's not on there.
So Bella was popular because of Twilight.
Yes. And that was like 2011-ish.
Because of the movie, were there any Hermiones because of Harry Potter?
Maybe. I don't know any.
I don't know any Hermiones.
I don't know any myself.
I did meet a Matilda last night.
Matilda? Wow. Yeah, throwback.
I think that's a beautiful name for a little girl.
That is a great name. And I love that movie, too.
And also, I was with my young son and also a lot of other parents and classmates.
Okay.
It's not like
it's not like you were only with Matilda.
Yeah. Okay. I want to make that incredibly clear.
There was a lot of other people involved.
But
somebody there was named Matilda. Yeah, I don't think I've ever actually met somebody with that name.
Hash It Out is on the way this morning. We've got a couple of neighbors, and I like them already. Dave and Larry. And Dave says, you will not believe what Larry did earlier this week. They want to hash it out on our show. That is next on the Q Morning Show.
Q104, right after this.
Q104, it's the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we're going to hash it out this morning. There's a little trouble in the neighborhood, in Dave's neighborhood and Larry's neighborhood.
Uh-oh.
So they're going to join us to tell us what's going on. Dave and Larry are both here. Dave, you're up first because you're the one who came to us with this problem. What's going on with Larry?
Hey, guys. So I love Larry. He's a good guy. Best neighbor I could ever ask for. But the other morning, he pissed off, I think, the entire neighborhood. And he knows he's wrong, but he's too stubborn to admit that he screwed up.
Well, I can't wait to hear this.
Oh, boy. I have some questions. What happened?
So, you know the last snowstorm we had? Larry went out and took a snowblower. He did his driveway. He did the sidewalks. I mean, he went above and beyond. And that's why I love Larry, because he always does so much for everybody. But he did it at 4 in the morning.
Oh.
4 a.m.
What day was this? What day did he do that?
It was Monday, President's Day.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, because we had all that snow on Sunday.
Yeah.
All right.
4 o'clock in the morning, huh?
So you were not happy with Larry for doing this?
Yeah, we could say I was a little annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, I love Larry. He's a great guy. But he did get into a confrontation that morning with another neighbor.
Larry! Okay. Oh, my gosh. Larry, what's going on with this guy?
Over the same issue? Because the snowblower was running at 4 a.m.?
Yeah, it was his next-door neighbor, and I'm across the street, and I could hear it clear as day. And he came out and started yelling at him a little bit. And it was not good.
So they were, like, in a fight? Was it just, like, were they just yelling? Or, I mean, did it go any further?
No, it was just yelling. Like, the guy was pissed. I mean, like,
yeah.
It was so early. It was still, it's pitch black. I mean, kids are sleeping, like.
Yeah, that would be the neighbor that I'd like to have on Hash It Out. The one that actually went outside to confront Larry.
Took matters into his own hands.
All right, but Dave, you didn't go outside to throw a punch at Larry or anything like that, right?
Oh, God, no, it was way too cool.
Okay. But obviously you guys have talked since then. I think this is a good time to bring in Larry.
Yeah.
To see if he can defend himself here. Larry, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Why were you out snow blowing at 4 a.m. on Monday?
Look, okay, first of all, I'm not saying this was the ideal time to do it, okay? Listen, I get it. Snow blowers are, but look, this is the only time that I could do it, all right? Unlike some people, I don't have Monday off, okay? And I got to be at the gym at 5, and then I go to work right after that. So this is the only time I'm going to be able to get it done. So I had to get it done.
Yeah, but, Larry, 4 in the morning? I mean, don't you know that would piss, like, the entire neighborhood off?
We got snow plows that run up and down the road at all hours of the night. You know, they're delivery trucks. You know, here's the thing. I ran my snowplow for 15 minutes, you know, and then I'm done. Okay? Look. It wasn't ideal. Yeah. But it wasn't like I was out there for hours.
Larry, seriously, you know you're wrong. It was 4 in the morning. You cannot be out running a snowblower at 4 in the morning. The plow's...
Bro, it's the only time I had free. You know, and the neighborhood, they say that they want this all done. So here's the thing. Okay, so if I didn't do my sidewalks, then someone's going to be yelling at me because they're not done. Okay? It's the only time I had.
That's true, Dave.
Maybe you should have done it yesterday, the day before.
Larry's making some enemies right now in the neighborhood.
Well, you know, I'm sick of people getting down my throat. Oh, I'm sorry that my sidewalk is all clean and you're not going to fall down on my sidewalk. I apologize. You know, what do you want me to do here?
I do feel that neighbor peer pressure in my neighborhood because I always look outside and I will see what my other neighbors have done to their driveways and sidewalks. And if I see that they've done theirs, it's like, I got to get out there. I got to get out there right now.
Yeah, thank you.
Would I do it at 4 in the morning? I don't know. I don't have a snowblower. So.
I was going to say, like, you could, I guess, just do it before you came in here. I don't know that people would like that very much.
Yeah, but if I just have the shovel, would anybody really hear that? Larry, maybe you should have used the shovel on Monday instead of the snowblower.
Mm.
You know, that's good. It's going to take me twice as long. And then you know, I'm starting at, like, at 3:30.
Okay. 216-474-0104. We're hashing it out this morning. Larry went out with the snowblower at 4 a.m. on Monday. He's pissed off Dave. He pissed off another neighbor who went out and confronted him. Is Larry in the wrong here? 216-474-0104. Hash it out next on the Q Morning Show. Q104. Hash it out on the Q Morning Show. Good morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. I am stunned. Right now, by
the overwhelming support.
I don't want to say too much.
Yeah, I don't want to say who it's for, but we're getting overwhelming support for one side of this hash it out.
It's unbelievable to me. So let's recap
real quick. So Dave called us because his neighbor Larry was snow blowing at 4 a.m.
On Monday.
Neighborhood is mad. They're mad at him.
Someone went outside to confront Larry.
Yep.
That did not go well. And then his neighbor, Dave, represented basically the entire neighborhood and said, Dave, you can't be snowblowing at 4 a.m. Tara in Painesville, good morning.
Hi.
So whose side are you on here?
I'm on the neighbor who was snowblowing because I live in a neighborhood that also the houses are very close. The windows aren't great. You could hear everything. But we all understand that when there's a big snowstorm or more than a couple of inches, people have to get to work, and you don't want to drive over it, so you pull out the snowblower before you have to get to work. We have a neighbor who works at 5 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
So there's times that multiple neighbors are out snowblowing and getting everybody's driveways done. We kind of work as a community and make sure everybody can get out of their driveways and that the kids can get to work. I know the kids didn't have school on Monday, but they have to be able to get to school if the buses come at 6 a.m. So the sidewalks have to be plowed by 6 a.m.
All right, so that's Taryn. To be accurate as we possibly can, Larry did say he was going to the gym first on Monday.
Yes.
And then he was going to go.
We got a text about that. Somebody texted us and said Larry could have just skipped the gym that morning. And if he really wanted a workout, he could have just shoveled. He could have skipped at least doing arms at the gym and just used the shovel and not had to make a bunch of noise. But
let's be real. Larry can't skip the gym.
Oh, my God.
Matt in Amherst, good morning. Whose side are you on?
I'm Team Larry. The guy's got to get to work, and if he works out before he goes to work, let the man work out and be healthy.
Oh, and you would have no problem if this was your neighbor out snowblowing at 4 a.m.?
Nah, I get it. You know, you got to get up, you got to go to work, do your normal daily routine, similar to the previous caller, you know? You just understand when it snows, there's snowblowing involved.
Well, let's see how they feel in Medina. It's Maria. Maria, good morning.
Good morning. I also agree with Larry. I think that Larry is allowed to snowblow his driveway whenever he wants. If he wants to go to the gym early, why would he not do that? just to make his neighbors happy and let them sleep in. Like they said earlier, the snow plows are out all night. I get Amazon packages at 4 o'clock in the morning. So I think that it is totally fine for him to be snow blowing whatever time he wants.
These are the most understanding neighbors
I know
I've ever encountered in my life.
This is so crazy because even me, like when I take out the trash, I try to make sure that I do it like before it gets like, before it hits like 9 p.m. because I'm like, I don't want to wake anybody up. It's loud.
I don't like to take out the recycling when I'm going to work at 4 or 5 because the glass is clanking.
Yes. And it's so loud. And I'm like trying to make it not so loud. But based on everybody's response, I'm like, maybe nobody cares.
Alex, how do you feel in Seven Hills?
I guess I'm the only one who thinks 4 a.m. is too early. I mean, most cities have noise ordinances anyway. So,
that's
like snow blowing, lawn mowing, leaf blowing, that would all probably count under that. And he could, like, you can't do that. And I mean, if he was doing it at like midnight, I don't think people would be happy about it just because he's like a morning person.
Yeah, we might be the only one. We might be the only one, Alex. I'm looking at the texts coming in, and they're coming in so fast that I can't even read them. But it looks like everybody is in support and understanding Larry and his need to snowblow at 4 a.m. They get it.
I guess.
You know, I get mad at my neighbor when he does anything at 1 in the afternoon. Like if he's mowing his lawn or...
That's like the perfect time. When else is he supposed to do that?
I know, but I'm napping.
Oh, sorry. He's not planning around your nap schedule, Bill.
He needs to.
He should. I know. So inconsiderate of him.
I was considerate of him when he had a baby.
Oh, my gosh.
216-474-0104. Hash it out.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
On the Q Morning Show.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Ashley in Parma Heights. Ashley, you're going to have some help this morning from Maddie?
Yes.
How old is Maddie?
11.
Oh, that she should be able to get maybe a good portion of these questions this morning.
We listen every morning, so we're excited.
Thank you very much. Let's get into it. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Is Ashley ready?
Yes.
Is Maddie ready?
Yes.
Let's go. Question one. Neo is the main character in what movie franchise?
Neo? Stitch? No. I don't know.
Let's move on to question two. Where can you find Pike Place Market?
Colorado.
Third question. I bet Maddie gets this one. Happy birthday today to Rihanna. Her partner was just found not guilty in a felony assault trial. What's his name?
We don't know.
All right. I predict you'll get this one. We're going to rebound here. It's the place at Disney World where you can find Spaceship Earth.
We've never been to Disney World. Oh, no. This is horrible.
Final question. Kent State are the Golden Flashes. Akron are the Zips. Cleveland State are...
Wow, I have no idea.
I didn't have any confidence in you on that one either.
Oh, Oh, my gosh. We get them right half the time on the radio, but when you're on the phone, you seriously go blank.
I totally get it.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
Oh, my God. How embarrassing.
Perhaps Alyssa will go completely blank today. That could happen. It also could be the cold.
It could be. We are driving to school.
We could blame it on the cold. It's a brain freeze. That's what we could blame it on. So Alyssa is back in the studio, Ashley.
Okay.
It's Ashley in Parma Heights and her daughter, Maddie. Driving.
Oh, good morning. Ashley, you're in my hood.
Good morning.
So I'm not going to tell you how they did today, Alyssa. We're just jumping in with your five questions. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready. Let's rock and roll.
Question number one. Neo is the main character in what movie franchise?
Neo?
Yes.
Inside Out?
That would be the legendary Keanu Reeves in The Matrix.
Mm, so far off.
Question two. Where can you find Pike Place Market?
Oh, my God. Is it in Cleveland Heights?
I'm sorry. It's in Seattle. A famous Seattle landmark.
Oh, no.
Are you feeling pretty good right now, Ashley?
I am.
Oh, I'm glad you're feeling good, Ashley. I'm not.
I'll just wait till the end.
Oh, no.
Question three. Happy birthday today to Rihanna. Her partner was just found not guilty in a felony assault trial. What's his name?
A$AP Rocky.
You got that one. Question four. It's the place at Disney World where you can find Spaceship Earth.
Oh, my God. It's on, like, the tip of my tongue. Oh, my God. No, I can't. I don't know.
Epcot Center.
That wasn't going to be my answer anyways, so.
It's the big giant ball.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know what it is. I know. I was thinking something else.
Final question. Kent State are the Golden Flashes.
Mm-hmm.
Akron are the Zips. Cleveland State are
the Vikings.
She got that one. All right, final score here. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alyssa had two. Unfortunately, Ashley with zero today.
You know what, Ashley? That goose egg, don't even feel bad about that. I'm putting that straight back on Bill. Bill, this is all you. I don't know what questions you were coming up with today.
I don't think these were difficult at all.
Yes, they were.
They were, yes.
Yeah, Bill, this is your fault.
All right, well, I also feel a sense of pride then.
Okay, well, I'm happy for you in that respect.
Ashley, we loved having you and Maddie on. Thank you so much for listening to Alyssa's College of Knowledge every morning. And we'd love to give you a $50 gift card to Woodhouse Spa.
Nice. Awesome. Thank you. My name is Ashley, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, thank you for listening to us. We appreciate it. How do you choose between your kids? All parents have to do it. All parents of multiple kids have to do it at some point. When they have competing events going on, most of the time you've got to divide and conquer.
Yeah.
And that's what we decided to do last night. My son, my oldest son, Will, had a basketball game in Olmsted Falls.
Uh-huh.
My youngest son, Drew, had his fourth grade performance at 7 o'clock last night. There was really no way I could make both. I chose the basketball game only because immediately after the basketball game, almost immediately, Will had baseball practice.
Right. So, like, somebody had to take him.
Somebody had to take him to that. So
yeah.
I chose the basketball game. Here's how it all worked out last night. So the basketball game, there was no set time for it because they play, he's in eighth grade, they play right after the seventh grade game is over.
Oh, so it's just like you can't set a time because you just have to wait for those kids to be done.
Right. So the seventh grade game began at 4:45. And my experience is it usually takes about an hour, maybe an hour and 10 minutes. And
okay.
Then the second game usually starts like close to 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So I leave for Olmsted Falls around 5 o'clock last night, and about 5:35, 5:40, I get this text from one of the parents on the team, and they're like, it's 6-0 already.
Oh.
And I text back, and I'm like, the game has already started? And they're like, yeah, seventh grade game went by so fast, they just started the eighth grade game. I'm like, oh, my God. So I get there late.
Oh,
I miss
wow.
Almost the first quarter.
Yeah.
But it was a great game. Will played really well. The team played great, and they got a win last night.
Oh, we got a W.
In Olmsted Falls. But the second game went by really fast, too. They were done by 6:30.
Oh, my gosh. So that worked out, like, perfect, because you still had to take Will to baseball practice, but Drew's play didn't start till 7.
So I'm walking out of the gym, and it's 6:30. I text Paula. I said, I think I'm making this thing. I'm making this play. And I tell Will, I said, text everybody on your baseball team. I'm dropping you off at their house. They're going to take you to baseball. I'm going to this play. I am making this play. So that's what he does. He texts his friend Toby. I drop Will off at Toby's house. I get to the gym. I walk in at 7:01.
Wow.
The play is just starting. My son is already up on stage. And watching these fourth graders last night, because I don't know how many kids are, like 150, 200
right,
kids
yeah.
in this thing, and everybody's singing and dancing. The play was it's something about a magic jukebox. And so they went to all the different decades, and they sang songs from every every different decade. This is some of Drew and his class singing a song from the 60s. So I got to see every moment last night.
Oh my gosh. I'm so happy that you got to be there. I didn't, yeah. I had no idea that you were actually, that there was a world that you'd be able to make both.
It's the universe.
Yeah, the universe is really doing its thing.
The universe will push you where you need to go. It mm-hmm. will make sure that it's where you need to be. Don't fight it. Don't fight the
Just
universe.
Just let it happen.
It got me there. The other thing that I want to, the other thing that I love seeing last night, and I wanted to tell you about this, and I took pictures. So at this play, because it was this jukebox theme mm-hmm. and from all these different decades, they had artwork hanging all over the auditorium of boomboxes, old school boomboxes,
uh-huh.
you know, cassette decks. And,
yeah.
and someone pointed out to me, they're like, did you go look at those boomboxes over there? And I went over. And all of these boomboxes had 104.1 at the top.
Oh, my God. Did somebody do that? Did Drew do it?
The kids. No, Drew didn't do it. I'm like, hey, why didn't you put your dad's radio station on there? He's like, I didn't think of it. All these other kids did 104.1. So I took pictures of them. If you want to check our Instagram right now, at the Q Morning Show, I put a picture of Drew up before his play last night. And all the boomboxes set to 104.1.
That's what we like to see. I hope that they've been set that way since they were last used.
What?
Like boomboxes?
Yeah?
Like, I hope that somebody didn't just, like, set it, like... You know what I'm saying? I hope that... Okay, never mind. I'm saying, like, I hope that somebody was actually listening to 104.1 instead of just setting the dial there. Don't worry about me. Don't pay attention to me.
I still have no idea what you're saying.
Never mind. Never mind.
Well, thank you for listening to my story, however.
You're so welcome. I'm so happy you got to make it to both things.
All right. Yeah. After we get done here, you're going to need to explain to me what you're talking about, because I still don't know.
Now I'm confusing myself. Like, I swear, I think I know. You do not remember on boomboxes, you would, like, twist the little dial and set it to the radio station?
Yeah, I get it.
That's okay.
Alyssa's going down today at 8:55 during Alyssa's College of Knowledge. I'm predicting it right now. We have another Woodhouse Spa gift card to give away. It's coming up this morning, the Q Morning Show.
More Q104 next.
Oh, so you thought I was talking about an actual boombox.
I did.
Like a physical boombox.
I did. We just got to the bottom of this.
With circuits and wires.
I thought that you were talking about like art made from like a boombox. Like I'm thinking like a boombox and then like a kid like makes something out of it. Like a sculpture type of. No, it wasn't that. It was a drawing.
That's some really advanced art for fourth graders. No, I was talking about construction paper.
Okay. Okay. That makes more sense.
Boomboxes with 104.1.
I did get a text from one of my friends asking if I was still on Mucinex after that. So... I'm not. I swear, I'm not. I'm not on cold medicine. Just dumb.
Hey, not dumb. Not dumb. Don't say that.
Just a silly, goofy girl.
Although someone will hope that you're dumb around 8:55 this morning. We'll play.
Oh, yeah. That's when everybody hopes that I'm going to be dumb.
We'll play Alyssa's College of Knowledge again. I want to talk about something that has been going on this week, has been going on for a couple of weeks, actually, during the wintertime. It's just this irrational thought that pops into my head every time it happens. And so I want to highlight it coming up next. Is there a more fun song right now than this one?
No. I love it.
Rosé, Bruno Mars, APT. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good to have you along with us. So I've been doing this all week long. I would imagine that a lot of people do this because it's been so cold this week that I feel the need to go outside and start my car and warm it up before I head into work in the morning. I would prefer to have the car be all warm and cozy for me on my trip in.
That is smart because I spend the first like 5 minutes of my drive just sad and like literally in pain from how cold it is outside.
Because I will crank, I've done it the other way too, and I will crank my heater up, but it's not hot yet.
No.
And so it's just blowing cold air on me. And it's like, this is making it worse. I don't like this. So I like to start my car when it's this cold. I don't do it every morning.
Yeah.
Just when it's, you know, below 20.
Right. Like bitter.
And I would imagine a lot of people have the automatic car starter so they don't actually physically have to go outside.
Right.
But you have your car running in the driveway. And so I will go back in the house and I'll make my toast and get my coffee ready and everything else that I do. And I usually give it a good 5-7 minutes. But I have this irrational fear that someone is going to get wise to my morning routine and they're going to hang outside my house. And then some morning, they're just going to jump in my car and drive away.
I mean, I want to tell you that, like, yes, that's so irrational. But I read the news every day. Like, I can't tell you that. Like, it's not that crazy of a thing to be nervous about. I would be nervous about that, too.
I don't feel like I live in a neighborhood where that would happen.
Well, sure. But, like, you never know.
You never know.
You never know. And it's not like that early in the morning, it's not like there's a lot happening in the neighborhood, I imagine. So any sort of like somebody turning on their car, if somebody's out and about or like walking the dog or anything, like they're going to hear you doing something in your driveway.
Right. I don't know if it would be like someone walking their dog. Do you think someone?
I actually did see somebody walking their dog this morning and I was like, what are you doing out this early? This is like, oh, my God, go to bed.
I know, but I would think it would be a premeditated thing. Like, you would plan on stealing my car. I don't know if someone's out walking their dog.
They're like,
and
you know what?
Screw
today,
this.
I'm going to commit a crime. Today's the day.
They open up the back seat. The dog jumps in the back seat, and then they get in the driver's seat.
Like, yeah, buddy, it's too cold to keep walking like this. We're just gonna call it. We'll just take this car.
I would understand. I don't want that dog to be cold either.
Honestly, best case scenario, if your car gets stolen and it's for a dog, I wouldn't be mad.
216-474-0104. So I joked about this the other day, and someone texted the show, and they said, that happened to me. My car was stolen doing exactly what you just said. And I was like, no way. And I can't get a hold of the person. So I thought I'd ask again, has this ever happened to you? Is it something that actually happens?
Feed into Bill's irrational fears that really aren't that irrational.
Oh, yeah. Is this going to make it worse if someone...
I think it's going to make it worse.
Someone confirms it?
I think so.
216-474-0104. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Diane in North Royalton. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. So this happened to you? You had a car stolen and all you wanted to do was warm it up?
Well, not me. My husband, okay? But yeah, like a couple years ago, so he was driving a Nissan Pathfinder, and he would leave for work super early, like 5 a.m. So he, he'd start his car and just to warm it up in the driveway every morning. So it was, but it wasn't stolen in the driveway.
Oh,
so
okay.
He goes to get coffee at Dunkin' Donuts by our house, and he left the car running while he went inside because it was cold. But he left the key fob just sitting right there on the console, and the doors were all unlocked.
Oh, no.
Right? He could see the car from the line. So he goes into Dunkin' Donuts. He says he kept just kind of turning around to keep an eye on it, like through the big windows, you know, and he could see it. He was parked right out front. But as he's getting the coffee, someone jumps in and takes off in the car.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So he called the police. right? And they took a report, but there's only so much they could do, right? So, yeah, we were freaked out because we thought the insurance company wouldn't do anything because the car was left running with the keys in it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I'm sure there would be some stipulation that you can't basically hand the car to the burglars.
That's making it a little too easy.
To the car thieves.
Yeah, it was an invitation, right?
So did you ever see that car again, or it's gone forever?
No, so we did. We did. So a couple weeks later, whoever stole it, they tried to set it on fire.
What?
So, yeah, I don't know. So someone reported that a car was on fire, but they didn't do a very good job of it because there were just like some char marks on the seat and then the console had melted a little bit, but it wasn't too bad. So he was able to actually just like trade it in, and we got a different car.
Oh, I was thinking you're driving around this car to the day.
That's what I was wondering. I was like,
No. Yeah, no, we did not. It was not drivable, unfortunately. And it was, yeah, but we did get it. We got a different car instead.
Wow. I'm so surprised that you guys actually did end up seeing the car again.
I know. We were shocked. We really had thought it was a loss. So yeah, we were shocked.
But more to the point, it happens. People will just take your car when it's just sitting there running.
Yep.
All you want to do is just warm up the inside.
I mean, it's an open invitation.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I was so, so annoyed with him.
I was going to say, at least you can laugh about it now because, right. Yeah. Man, I don't know, Diane. I don't know if I would be over it yet.
I will say now, he is like the king of locking up. Now it's like, you know, we can be sitting shivering in the car. He's not starting it early.
He puts a boot on it.
Yes, yeah, he definitely learned his lesson.
One of those things when you don't play your parking tickets, put that on it. Nobody's taking this car now.
This car ain't going nowhere.
Thank you, Diane, for sharing that with us.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. I'm reading this morning where Live Nation has announced that they are discontinuing the lawn pass, the lawny pass that they've offered in previous years.
Mm-hmm.
The way that I understood it is you could buy this pass. It was something like a couple $100.
Yeah. And then you would be able to get on the lawn at Blossom to like a bunch of summer concerts.
Right. Select shows. Now, I don't think every show.
No, it's not Blossom. Every show, but it's like some of the biggest shows.
But still a pretty good deal. But they will no longer be offering the lawny pass. Now, I am at the moment not on social media. I have deactivated my Instagram account. I'm not on Facebook anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen this posted? Are people outraged over the cancellation of the Lawny Pass?
Yeah, so it's funny that you ask. So the Lawny Pass, at Lawn Pass on Instagram, did post about this. Because this is not just a Blossom thing. This is a Live Nation thing that they are discontinuing the Lawn Pass everywhere.
Right, all across the country, at outdoor venues across the country.
Not just a Blossom thing.
Yeah.
But as far as the reaction, I don't really know how people are feeling. Why? Because they turned their comments off on the post.
Oh, Live Nation did?
Yes.
Well, I think that should indicate
So I think that right there probably tells you how people are feeling, that there are no comments and the comments are turned off for the post.
All right.
But yeah, no Lawny Pass, RIP.
Well, if you are disappointed about the Lawny Pass, that it's no longer in existence, why don't we just hook you up with some tickets for a Blossom show this summer?
We can do that.
Luke Bryan. I don't even think they're lawn tickets. I don't know what the tickets are.
I don't even know what kind of tickets they are, but I do know they're not on sale yet. They go on sale tomorrow, but we already have them.
So Luke Bryan tickets coming up after 9. A Q keyword is on the way. And we're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge one more time. So we're going to need a contestant in about 10 minutes to take on Alyssa head-to-head. You could win a $50 gift card to Woodhouse Spa.
It's Bill and Alyssa.
I make breakfast with them.
I make coffee with them. I drive to work with them.
I wake up with them every morning.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Sarah in Cleveland Heights, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for listening. And you're about to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more questions right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then we're at a draw, but Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your five questions?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Question one. Gandalf is the famous wizard in this book slash movie franchise.
The Lord of the Rings.
Question two. What is the highest color belt in most karate systems?
Black.
Our third question. What song is this lyric from? I will accept title or artist for this. Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you.
Oh my God, I know this song. Wonderwall? Oasis?
Question four. The AARP stands for the American Association of...
Retired persons? Retired people?
Final question. The longest bridge in the United States is 23 miles across Lake Pontchartrain. Outside of what city? I will also accept the state for this answer.
Lake Pontchartrain?
Mm-hmm.
You just made that up. Washington.
You did incredible right up to that last question.
Oh, man.
Hang on. Let's get Alyssa back in here.
Okay.
Lake Pontchartrain. I've actually driven across it.
It's on another planet. I don't know what you're talking about.
So I know I'm not making it up. Alyssa, it's Sarah in Cleveland Heights.
Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, Alyssa.
I also thought that I detected the sound of a little one in the background.
I do. I have a little monkey in the background.
And who is that?
That's my son, Finn.
How old is Finn?
Finn is four.
Hello, Finn.
Oh, hi, Finn.
He's mostly concerned with snacks, let's be real.
Sarah did phenomenal. 4 out of 5 today.
Whew, okay, that's going to be a tough one to beat.
You need 4 to tie and 5 to win. Here we go. Question one. Gandalf is the famous wizard in what book slash movie franchise?
Lord of the Rings.
Question two. What is the highest color belt in most karate systems?
Black.
Third question. What song is this lyric from? I will accept title or artist for this. Today is going to be the day that they're going to throw it back to you.
I feel like you can give me a better rendition of one of your favorite bands, Oasis, Wonderwall.
Fourth question. The AARP stands for the American Association of...
American Association of... I don't know.
You really don't know?
I actually don't. Yeah.
You're much too young to know. Retired persons.
That'd be why I'm unsure.
So this is interesting because we're headed into the final question. This is the only question that Sarah missed. And Alyssa needs it to tie today in order to win the game. So here we go. The longest bridge in the United States is 23 miles long. Across Lake Pontchartrain. Outside of what city? I will also accept the state if you can tell me the state.
I'm going to say New York. No!
I am sorry. Lake Pontchartrain is outside of New Orleans, Louisiana.
What?
We all learned something today, guys.
That's the goal every single day.
Yeah, that's all we're here trying to do is educate the people.
And the winner of Alyssa's College of Knowledge is Sarah in Cleveland Heights.
Woo!
Yay!
How about that?
Congratulations, Sarah. That means that you have an official Alyssa's College of Knowledge pennant and a diploma to show that, yes, you did graduate.
Perfect. I'll hang it up next to my master's degree. It's going to go on top.
Yes, that is the perfect place for it.
How about that flex at the end? A master's degree.
I know.
My goodness. And a $50 gift card to Woodhouse Spa just for playing today, Sarah.
Yay. Thanks so much. Made my day.
Honestly, I don't even mind that I lost. She's got a master's. I wasn't going to win. Come on.
My name is Sarah, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.